It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On March 31st, USDA released their Prospective Plantings Report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what farmer surveys said could be possible acres for 2026. We'll take a look at those numbers after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's Prospective Plantings Report, which was released on March 31st, was, you'd have to say, maybe a little bit neutral to negative to the grain markets, especially when you look at it on the corn basis. For all wheat, expectations had all wheat acres coming in at 44.78 million. They came in at 43.78 million, so about a million less than anticipated by the trade. Looking at it as far as the ag outlook, we're down about a million and a quarter. And over last year, we're down close to a million and a half acres. Overall, that's about a 3% reduction. For all winter wheat, acres came in at 32.4 versus expectations of 32.7. Big drop came in Oklahoma and a little bit of a change in Texas, which was expected because of the poor crop ratings that are being seen down there. Overall, acres came in about three-quarters of a million less than anticipated for the winter wheat acres. For all wheat, this actually is the lowest acres since 1919. So it's been a long time since we've seen wheat acres this low. For spring wheat, we came in at 9.4 million. That was down close to 500,000 from expectations and a little over 500,000 from last year, about a 6% reduction. As far as corn is concerned, acres came in a little bit higher than anticipated. They came in at 95.3. That was up almost a million from expectations. It was up a million from where the ag outlook form came in, a little bit over a million. But it was about 3.5 million less than last year, or about a 3% decline. But it was higher than anticipated by the trade. Soybean acres came in a little less than anticipated at 84.7. They were down about 850,000 from expectations, but up about 3.5 million from last year, or about a 4% increase. So we are seeing some of those acres that were expected to go to corn flip over into soybeans. Some of the other markets that we're looking at, of course, canola acres look like they're going to be up about 15% from year over year. Sunflower acres look like they're going to increase close to 9%, with edible beans seeing about a 10% reduction. Like I said, overall, this is maybe a little bit negative on the corn side as acres came in pretty high, maybe a little bit friendly towards wheat and for soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.